Hello guys, thank you for tuning in again today. It's great to have you here.
And to all our listeners who are listening, we are very grateful. And we see you're listening. Please stay tuned. The episode of today is how to drive in Lagos. I know many of us at one point or the other have driven in Lagos. So we just want to share our experience driving in Lagos, in this city of Lagos, because trust me, it's crazy, am I right?
Man, is there another word for crazy? It's insane.
Crazier.
Yes, you're still using crazy. It's insane driving in Lagos, like absolutely bonkers.
Okay, so for me, I am an untrained, unschooled driver because I do not go to driving school. And our sister, Omonigo, did you go to driving school?
No, I've never been to driving school.
Okay, I think we should have had someone that went to driving school.
Okay, well, the average person in Nigeria doesn't go to driving school.
And that brings us to problem number one.
Well, that's true. The average person is not trained in Nigeria. They just learn how to drive from their parents or maybe their brother. And the problem with that is if your parents or your brother drives like a madman and you're learning from
a madman,
you also drive like a madman. It's inevitable. Like, it happens.
Okay. So now I want to shock Omonigo. I actually attended 1 week of driving school. So I'm not untrained like you. So basically, in my driving, in the small knowledge I learned before my money finished and I could not go back, I learned that, first of all, everybody on the road is mad. You are the only person that is normal.
That's the first rule in everywhere.
And you have to apply that rule unless you'll be very frustrated.
Okay, I'm taking down notes though.
Yes, please take down notes. Bring out your writing materials. Because not only is this podcast going to entertain you, it's going to educate you.
All right, okay. So I'm taking down notes as well. You can say that I'm trained. After this podcast, you can say that I'm now trained. I'm
but
a trained driver.
Not certified.
If I can get a certificate anywhere, please.
Okay, let's go. You see, corruption. But anyways, so learning about driving, it's in Nigeria, like, we have, okay, let me give a bit of statistics. A friend of mine, her dad works with LASMA, and her dad said in a country of over 200 million people, there are just 5 million registered cars.
Wow, okay.
You did not know this.
I didn't know.
Okay, so we have just 5 million registered cars. And then we now come to Lagos, the city that we live in, and it's like there are 40 million cars.
Yes, that's why I find it hard to believe. Like, how can there be only 5 million cars? Okay, well, the difference is registered cars. So there are a lot of cars that go unregistered.
The average downfall is not registered.
Definitely. That's true.
Okay, so my driving experience has been very crazy. I've driven to different locations. I have driven different vehicles in different states of repair. How about you, Omo? How was your learning experience, learning how to drive?
Well, I wouldn't say how was, because I'm still learning how to drive. I've been learning how to drive for the past 5 years, since 2016. Until now, I still don't have enough courage, say, screw it, I'm entering the road and whatever wants to happen should happen. Actually, I have like a lot of story. In 2017, after Christmas, I almost killed my siblings. So since then, I've been really, really scared of, getting behind the wheel again. But, we'll talk about that story. I almost killed my siblings. I just got some heartbroken then.
Wow. So I decided to transfer the heartbrokenness.
No. I'll have bad. Don't make me sound like a monster. And I was still learning how to drive, you know, then. I was like cruising in my street, in my estate, driving my mom's car up and down. You know, anywhere she's going. So, Mom, let me just take you as far as it's around the area. And, you know, I felt like, oh, I'm getting used to this. Sometimes she would go to the market and, you know, say, okay, just keep driving home. Then I'll come and meet you. And I'm like, yes, I can drive in, I can park. I was feeling myself. And then I got heartbroken. I can't remember over which boy. Okay, yes, I remember, but I'm not going to mention the boy's name.
You shall mention his name after the podcast.
And then I don't know, I was not just thinking straight. I was trying to park in the compound, and this was like 2 days till the new year. And you know how superstitious people get. When it's time to cross over, they're like so scared and so afraid, like we need to get to the new year, nothing bad is going to happen. And then I was trying to park the bus, so the space bus, and instead of using the brakes, I just stepped on the accelerator.
Wow.
And I ran into the garage like I destroyed the washing machine was in there. There were some drums. I destroyed some things. And my brother and sister, they were out there. If not that, they ran. Like, they just moved out of the way with this lightning speed. I'm sure something would have happened to them. So because of that, I was really scared. My mother almost cut off my head that day.
Wow.
Like, she was like, you want to kill my children 2 days into the new year.
And then she killed you. And then she has no children.
And then she, exactly. So the other children would have got, she would have cut off my head. since then, for about 2 years, I was scared to go behind the wheel again. And then when I finally went there, this happened 2017.
And the next time you drove was in...
The next time I drove was like 2019, yeah.
Wow.
2019. So it was a really, really traumatic. I still have PTSD till today.
Wow. On killing your siblings.
I mean, what would have happened? I don't even want to imagine. I don't want... Please, if you're heartbroken, don't drive. Go and enter for the phone. Please, don't go and kill somebody's child. You know, I got lucky. You might not be lucky enough.
So, to all our viewers, to all our listeners out there, note to self, do not drive when you are heartbroken, unless you may end up killing your siblings.
Why do you think like that?
No, that's consumer advice right there.
Okay. You guys, that's good advice. That is good advice. Please,
okay, well,
take it.
I have not actually... Okay, yes, I may have actually almost killed someone, but that was when I was learning. Okay, but mine is not as crazy as almost own, because basically it was just in the compound. I was moving the car front and back, and then one day, in the process of moving the car front and back, I almost killed the gate man.
Wow.
Because I stepped on the accelerator instead of the brake. Yeah, like...
Were you heartbroken?
No, I was not heartbroken. I was fully conscious of my action. And I will not attribute it to her being heartbroken. I do not even remember the year because it's been such a long time. But maybe probably 2018. So, I almost killed him, but I was able to mark the brake. And he was so like, yes, that's my boy. Like, that's how you do it. And I was like, ah. Okay, I almost killed you. That's not how we do it, though.
Where is that how we do it?
That's not how we do it. So, now, we've talked about driving, learning how to drive, and all of that. Okay? So, any crazy stories out there about driving? Because we live in Lagos, you should have crazy stories, because I have crazy stories.
Yeah, there are so many crazy stories. Like, you know, where do I even start from? Both that I've experienced, that my mom has experienced, that other drivers have experienced. Like, every day I go out, I must see one mad person on the road. Like, it's just inevitable. When I began driving again, I was coming back home. No, my mom and I were coming back home.
And this is in Ikorodu, right? Please.
Yes, this is in Ikorodu.
Let us know that it's in Ikorodu.
This is in Ikorodu. Please don't rip on Ikorodu. Don't come for us today, Tilewa, please.
No. Today is Sunday.
Today is Sunday. Yeah. Please, just keep it holy. So, in Ikorodu, my mom and I were coming back home. So I think she wanted to stop by to get something. She was like, "Do you want to take the car home?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, I will." Okay. So I took the car and then I started driving and I felt like, oh, okay, though I forgot some things, but I still remember some things. And then I was about to turn into my street, and then instead of pressing like the trafficator, like the turn signal to show that I'm turning into the street, I pressed the wrong button, and then the wipers came on, and I was so confused. There were cars coming in front of me, there were cars coming behind me, and they were just honking, and I was just like, I just turned off the car and got out and started crying.
Wow.
Until somebody came in and drove it to the street for me.
That's Lagos for you.
Like they were shouting and they were insulting me and they were like, "What is wrong with you? Why are you?" Oh God, I can't even say the things. They were speaking in Yoruba, and oh God, just thinking about that, I feel like crying again. They're like, who gave this stupid damn car to drive?
I hope you're not heartbroken this time.
No, I wasn't heartbroken.
But I'm sure by the time they were done with you were heartbroken.
I wasn't heartbroken anymore. Like, my heart now is not made of stone. But what they were saying, that they got to me, I was just crying. Like, you guys should please calm down now. There were cars everywhere. I felt like, because I was so confused, I felt like if I had gone any further, I would have, you know, hit somebody. So I just decided to calm down. So what's the lesson you can learn from that story?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, at least you can draw out a lesson for our viewers.
Okay, so I have two lessons. First of all, if your mom tells you to drive the car, say no.
If you can't drive.
Yes, if you can't drive, say no. And the second lesson is, there are a lot of crazy people out there. So don't try as much as possible to not let it get to you. Or should I guess to you? Because Lagos is a city where a learner is driving with all the learner signs and the learner vehicles and whatever, and people are still honing for the learner. Like, people are still shouting, "Andrew, why are you on the road? Are you not?" And I'm like, come on, that's a learner. If this is how you treat learners, how would they ever be confident enough to like get in a vehicle and say they want to go from point A to point B without feeling somehow? Because yes, driving gives PTSD. Amo is a victim.
Yes, of many, many experiences.
So me, basically my experience with driving, like, I try as much as possible not to let it get to me. And me, if there is something called a calm driver, I think that's what you call me, because I don't think I've ever changed it have it changed for me, because basically, like, I have this philosophy of when I'm driving, like, stay cool, stay calm, stay frosty. I've been in situations where I could have changed it for someone, or someone could have changed it for me, someone changed it for me, and I just sat down and looked at them. And when they finished whatever they were doing, they got back into their car and drove off. And then I just continued on my way. Like, for instance, now, you know when you are driving and it's bumper to bumper, someone will eventually hit your bumper.
Definitely.
And then, like, it's not a big deal. If someone hits me lightly, I move on. I don't bother coming out. But you see Nigeria, you see Lagosians, they will come down. You hit my bumper. Hey. I'm just like, come on, like, guy, there's nothing there. Like, just go. Eh? You want to show you have power? Oh, yeah, now, show you have power. So, okay, yes, that's not an experience, but that's something that happens a lot in Lagos. So, for those of you outside Lagos, Nigeria, let us be specific. You just get ready to see a lot of people doing crazy things.
How about we talk about these, the confidence, because I don't know where these people get their confidence from. The confidence of keke drivers and bike drivers when you are driving.
Oh, no, those guys are crazy.
A keke driver would, you know, just come from nowhere and just hit like a Rolls Royce or like a Hummer Jeep and say, have you this car come up the road? What are you even trying?
Those guys are crazy. Like, let me give an experience. So, a friend of mine, he drives a Toyota. Another piece of consumer advice. There are, and this is practical now because I was the one who carried out this survey. For every Benz you see 13 Toyotas.
Yeah.
So, to all our listeners out there, most likely you are driving a Toyota.
A Toyota Camry.
Or Corolla. Basically, a Toyota.
Toyota is just a Nigerian car, honestly.
Yeah, Toyota is synonymous with Nigeria. With the average working Nigerian.
Yeah.
The big Nigerian does not drive a Toyota. So, as I was saying, like, he was driving a Toyota, and then from nowhere, a Keke Napep that installed like a front grill. First of all, why would a Napep need a front grill? Because what dangerous speed are they going at that they need a front grill to protect the front of the Napep? But lest I digress, he had a front grill and then he ran into my guy's car from behind. And then imagine, my guy just told us, oh guys, I'm coming. And like 20 minutes later, I see my guy driving a Keke Napep into the compound. And I'm like, Chooks, what's going on? And he's like, I felt like having a Napep, you understand? And then like 10 minutes later, someone drove his car in. And I was like, guy. And then look at the back of the car. The grill had destroyed the back of his car.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, Keke Napep drivers, Krupe, Okada, and those guys pushing water truck.
Oh, yes.
Those are the biggest menaces when it comes to driving in Lagos. You see, we're providing consumer advice. You see, if you are ever coming to Lagos to drive, like, we're providing you with advice, knowledgeable advice that you would need when you are driving in Lagos.
Well, that piece of advice, like, I know many Nigerians are not going to take this, but I feel like we would not, our job would not be complete if we don't give this advice. If you're driving a vehicle, a car, a truck, a bus, a keke, korope, a bike, please get third-party insurance. I know some people feel like insurance is scam. Insurance does not happen. It doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. But get your papers registered. Get insurance. It saves a lot of things. If it's actually legit, that insurance saves you from liability from the other party. Don't let them seize your keke. Don't let them seize your bike. Don't let them seize your car when you go and hit a general's, you know, boss, a general's Rolls Royce. Just get that taxi insurance. You guys should obey the law. And, you know, obey traffic rules. When you're driving, most times the traffic lights, we just ignore it. Zebra crossings, that one is just another story for another day. Because
you mean zebra? I'm sorry, I just had to.
But, you know, the average Lagosian ignores everything. You pass one way, pass BRT lanes.
We're not to
any of those things. It's just absolutely terrible. So, any listener, anybody that is listening right now, why don't you just make that resolution to be a better driver? If you're a better driver and you inspire someone else to be a better driver, we would not have all this madness on Lagos roads every day. We wouldn't. What do you think, Slewa? What do you think?
Yeah, what you said is right. Like, so many of the traffic laws are not followed. Like, especially traffic lights and zebra crossings. I will never forget that day. I was at a zebra crossing and one old woman was crossing and this guy was helping her cross the road. And the way the downfall like almost hit the woman, and the guy that was helping the woman was like, "Madam, conductor, don't you see that this is a zebra crossing?" And the conductor just shouted from the bus, "You be zebra."
Does it like, make them not going to driving school?
Yeah, like it sounds funny, but that's the reality of driving in Lagos. We drive with so many of the laws broken, and the people who are supposed to enforce these laws are also part of the problem, but we are not going to go into that because
exactly.
Yes, there is no enforcement, but if we can make it a resolution, like now the new year is coming, why don't we resolve to be a better driver in coming into the new year? And for those of us without cars, why don't we resolve to be better drivers when we have cars? So
we really have to do that. So I just have 5 tips that we can all practice and that I think is going to make Lagos roads safer, is going to make driving less frustrating, and you know, just make, you know, life just easier and more sane for Lagos drivers. So the first tip or the first advice is go to driving school and get certified. You know, like we established, the average Nigerian doesn't go to driving school. So, and if you learn from someone who doesn't know how to drive or who drives like a madman, you obviously drive like a madman also.
So basically, in a couple of weeks' time, you should be coming on to tell us that you've been certified.
Yes, that's my resolution. That's one of my goals for next year, first quarter of next year, to get certified, get my driver's license. That's one of my goals.
Awesome.
The second tip is follow traffic regulations, follow traffic rules. You know, use the traffic lights, use zebra crossings, you know, use, the turn signals, use your turn signals. What else are you supposed to use?
Don't park one way.
Just obey traffic regulations. And then for pedestrians too. Pedestrians, use the bridge. The bridge is not there for decoration. You guys be wanting to form Hugh Jackman or something, and you be crossing a whole express when you know that there are people that drive, you know, terribly. Please take care of yourself, take care of your life. That extra 10, 15 minutes isn't going to cost you anything. So please use pedestrian bridges and, you know, obey traffic laws too. The third thing I want to say is for you to get your vehicles checked. The average vehicle on the Nigerian road is terrible. I was going to work the other day and I was on the bus and the person behind me was just shouting, "Selewao, Selewao," and the driver just kept going. He didn't even tell us that there was brake failure, but as he kept going, I just understood. He didn't tell us anything. He just kept going. People were shouting, like, "Who to calm down?" He just kept going.
That's a good idea.
Like, shouted, like, "Guy, driver, what was the problem? If they can't die, see that brake failure." People are not normal in Lagos. People are not normal.
So, and then everybody was so cool about it.
We were, of course, everybody started shouting now. But thank God, I'm just so grateful that God was able to help us that day. The car didn't stop. The bus didn't stop completely, but it slowed down and we were able to jump out of the bus. So it still kept moving. I don't know how that sorted out itself, but it kept moving, but it slowed down to a very, very slow speed and we were able to jump off. So that was how we survived that day. So please check your cars. Don't carry a car that is not good and put it on the road, please. So the fourth tip is...
You've given the third tip twice.
The third tip. I'm going to the fourth tip right now.
Okay.
The fourth tip is, don't drive every day. If you are, especially if you're a working class citizen, and you have a car, driving every day can put a toll on you. It can, it can take a whole lot from you. So sometimes,
for your mental health.
Exactly. It's just terrible. Going to work, coming back, and facing that every day. So try as much as possible not to drive every day. So probably like twice a week, you can hitch a ride with someone else. You can, take an Uber with a friend and split the bill. Or you can take public transport. But, there are so many cars on Lagos roads.
Don't take public transport, please. If you have a car.
Public transport like BRT. BRT is public transport.
Yes, BRTs are better.
VRTs are better, exactly. So, I think it's just about planning. Take a break in. So if you drive on Monday, maybe you can drive on Wednesday. You don't have to take your car everywhere. There's some times that you just need to sit back, relax, and, teach a ride with a friend, or just it's good. It's good for your mental health.
Okay, so
the fifth piece of advice is the same rule as the first rule in driving school. Remember that everybody on the road is a crazy person and you're the only sane one. So if you remember that, nothing is going to get to you. So if people are driving terribly, you remember that, this person is a madman, that's why, and I'm the only sane person. And then you try to behave like the only sane person. I feel like if everybody takes this advice, Lagos is going to be so much better. So, so much better.
Okay. So, my co-commentator has given you guys advice, sane, sensible advice. So now I'm going to give you insane, insensible advice, because if I don't, who will? So guys, please, don't drift on the streets of Lagos. Yes, your car can drift, but I would not advise it. I'm talking from experience. Don't. Your car, you don't watch Fast and Furious and say you want to do Fast and Furious. That's how you scatter your father's ghetto. You are not Dominic Toretto. That family is the key.
Family is the key. Everything. The solution to driving is family.
It's not. Please. The solution to driving in Lagos is prison. So please, guys, if I can leave you with this piece of advice, don't drift on the streets of Lagos. And always obey the traffic instructions. I feel like I should say something funny, but driving is not a funny business. Driving is not supposed to be funny.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we are dealing with people's lives.
Yeah. So, guys, we've educated, we've entertained. I hope you guys enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed making this episode. And we promise episodes will come out in a much quicker fashion. Compliments of the season, guys. Omo, do you have anything to say?
Well, I just want to thank all of our listeners. Thank you so much for listening. Driving, like Tilewa said, driving is not a funny issue. I've lost people personally due to bad driving. I lost a parent due to bad driving. So it's not something that should be laughed at or should be taken very lightly. So even as much as we try to make this fun and educative, I hope that you take everything that we've said to heart, and that you become better citizens, better drivers. And if you're coming into Lagos, at least now you have tips and you have things that will help you. So compliments of the season. Christmas is coming. Christmas is in the air. And I'm getting very, very excited. And I'm sure that we're going to bring out so much more episodes that is going to just blow your mind away this Christmas. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate everything.
All right. And this is Tilewa and Omo signing out.
Bye.